Hello and happy Friday. Yay, I'm Coy Wire here with your 10 minutes of news where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Let's lock in and finish this week strong. CNN 10 starts now. Big news involving the biggest names in live events, Live Nation and its subsidiary, Ticketmaster. A New York jury has found that the companies, which merged in 2010, have been operating as a monopoly. Industry dominance, driving up ticket prices, overcharging fans. The verdict follows a lengthy trial in New York federal court that included testimony from top executives in the music and entertainment industries. It could lead to a possible breakup of the largest U.S. concert promoter and ticket seller, but that doesn't necessarily mean we'll see ticket fees drop soon. The judge will hold a second trial to decide what happens next. Live Nation plans to appeal, saying, quote, "The jury's verdict is not the last word on this matter," unquote. In 2024, the U.S. Justice Department and 39 different state attorneys general sued Live Nation, alleging its control of the ticketing market was harming fans, artists, and venues. Last month, the Justice Department and a handful of states settled with Live Nation and Ticketmaster, a move that surprised even the judge of the case. In that deal, the companies agreed to allow competitions to offer tickets to its events, cap service fees at 15%, and drop certain exclusive booking agreements. It also includes a $280 million settlement for damages. Pop quiz, hot shot. What causes some people to feel more tired after an airplane flight? Less gravity, less oxygen and humidity, increased heart rate, or crying babies? If you said less oxygen and humidity, you are a breath of fresh air. Your body compensates at high altitudes by breathing a bit faster and working harder to deliver oxygen and water to the brain. The way we fly is being completely reimagined with several new concepts. Air New Zealand just revealed its new bunk bed design for economy passengers on airplanes. It's called the Sky Nest. The sleeping pod of sorts will be offered starting this November for the 17-hour flight between New York's JFK Airport and Auckland. Bookings can be made starting next month. It's only $495, but with a catch, you only get the bed for 4 hours. Then the flight crew changes the sheets and pillows for the next passenger. Next up, how about a double-decker plane seat? One designer is revealing a new concept, the Chaise Lounge design, that started as a project in college in 2020. For this one, planes would have to lose overhead bins to make room for two rows of seats. The bottom level offers some extra legroom. The company behind it says it's regularly consulting with airline CEOs, but no one has yet brought them in. We've been talking a lot about the rise of AI on this show and the growing number of data centers across the U.S. Critics argue large data centers are taking vital local resources, potentially driving up the cost of things like electricity. Maine is now the first state to pass a bill to temporarily ban the building of new large data centers. Still needs approval from the state's governor. Our Hadass Gold explains what lawmakers hope to accomplish.
Maine has become the very first state to pass a law that is going to block data centers from being built, large data centers. According to this law, until November 2027, no large data centers that draw more than 20 megawatts worth of energy should be built. 20 megawatts worth of energy, for some context, that would power about 15 to 20,000 homes. Without data centers, though, modern AI cannot exist. Data centers are where all of the processes, from training AI to when you ask an AI chatbot a question and it thinks and then brings back an answer to you, that's where it all happens. These can be large warehouses with rows and rows of computers and servers and network infrastructure and power and cooling systems. But there's been a lot of growing opposition to these data centers, especially in the last year or so. And opponents to these data centers, they're concerned about things like electricity, the amount of electricity these data centers use, with rising electricity prices, the amount of energy and water that they need to use in order to keep these systems running and cooled off. They're also concerned about noise and the carbon footprint. And for a lot of people, they might feel opposition to these data centers because of their feelings about artificial intelligence in general. But proponents of these data centers, they say that they're necessary. They say that if we want to be able to keep moving ahead on AI, they need to be powered by something, which is these data centers, and that they say we don't want to be falling behind adversaries like China when it comes to being able to power these data centers.
One Texas school district announced it's going to be using artificial intelligence during their upcoming graduation ceremonies. Plano Independent School District says they'll use an AI-powered pronunciation tool to announce all names at this spring's graduation ceremonies. The move is aimed at making the ceremony as inclusive as possible, though some graduating seniors aren't sure how they feel about it.
When Avery Cousins graduates high school in May, it will be a moment to remember, but maybe not how she'd like.
It really sunk in how wild this decision was.
The decision by Plano ISD to use AI, artificial intelligence, to announce the names at all high school graduations. It was laid out in this letter to parents that read, "Names matter, and we want your big moment to feel personal and accurate."
There's such a distinct human factor to having somebody who knows you and who's contributed to your education say your name while you walk.
Students can record and train the AI on how to pronounce their names.
I think it's very cool how the technology's coming along.
I'd rather have my name said correctly at graduation.
Watt Leslie Black Jr. teaches ed policy at SMU.
It's a question of efficiency versus tradition, or accuracy versus authenticity.
He says it's also a question of whether this move creates more complaints.
Graduation ceremonies are one of the most change-resistant and tradition-laden things that we do in education.
Avery Cousins.
It's not quite real.
Avery Cousins.
Where else would you expect to hear it that way?
The DMV. So that's 120, 135.
This senior at Plano Senior High started a petition and got signatures with the hopes of bringing back a human announcer.
They started gathering really quickly. On the first day, I had 100.
The district says it's about accuracy. The software also helps project names onto a large screen, making this a, quote, smooth, memorable, and respectful celebration for every member of the class of 2026.
Come here. Sit.
Avery says getting names right matters, too. What Avery says next is profound, especially for an 18-year-old.
There's something distinctly valuable about having a human experience, even when it's imperfect.
Graduation day is getting close. So is that walk across the stage.
How long are you willing to fight for this?
Well, I mean, I have a deadline. May 27th, I guess, would be the day that I gave up.
These last two stories leave a lot to unpack about how AI impacts our everyday lives. So what do you think? Should AI play a prominent role in things like graduation ceremonies, or should students have the final say on their special day? What are your thoughts on AI data centers? If you were the governor of your state, why would you or would you not want to temporarily ban their construction? Feel free to hit pause and discuss. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, something crazy in Texas. Folks are serving up crawfish ice cream. Yes, crawfish season begins in March. That's when Red Circle Ice Cream in Houston starts selling their cold crawfish concoction. Owner Nikki Neo cooks up the crawfish the classic way: garlic, butter, Cajun seasoning, then flavors dessert. Instead of serving it with the traditional sausage or corn, it is scooped with a side of crawfish and a waffle.
It's like a little salty, but it's like creamy, smooth, a little spicy.
Not your traditional Cajun-style seafood boil, but Nikki says customers ask for it every year. Word of caution, though, Nikki says if you're planning to try, she says don't plan on kissing anyone for quite some time. Nasty. I have some Friday shout-outs. This one goes to Mr. Geary and friends at Madison Middle School in Seattle, Washington. Thanks for sending a whole bunch of love our way and making us a part of your day. And this shout-out goes to Miss Who and friends at North Shore Plaza in Plaza, North Dakota, for this super creative portrait of their class pet, Charlie, who apparently thinks CNN 10 rocks. Shello, play that Friday music, Nadir. Let's take some good vibes, lots of love into the weekend. Remember, what is within influences what happens without. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.